From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are going to study a subject that is very, very basic to the Christian life. It is so basic that when I announce it, many of you will probably say, well, why are we studying that particular subject this week? Well, the reason why we are studying it is, number one, because it is found in the Word of God. Number two, because it is very basic to the Christian life. And number three, without it, God cannot be pleased. Now, that may be a hint to some of you as to what this particular subject is, because there is one particular subject in the Word of God where the Scripture tells us that without that subject, without the practice of that subject, it is impossible to please God. Now, I know that there are some of you already who are saying, oh, I know what you're going to be speaking on, and yeah, you probably have it right. This week, we are going to be talking about true faith that pleases God. And in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Word of God says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we're going to be talking about faith. The official title of our study this week is simply True Faith That Pleases God, and the foundation will be Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now, before we look at that passage of Scripture, just allow me to say that as Christians, one word that we are all familiar with is the word faith. We sing about it, we talk about it, we preach about it. Sometimes I would say we even pray about it. But the question is, do we really know about it? Do we really understand the concept of faith as it is outlined for us in the pages of Scripture? I sometimes wonder about that. I really do. Because you see, over the last generation or two, the word faith has become a common term even for those who are not born-again Christians. So often you'll hear people say out in the workaday world, well, just have faith. But they fail to indicate what kind of faith they are speaking of and what the object of that faith is to be. You've heard it, haven't you? Just have faith. Just have faith. Or even sometimes when somebody is going through a difficult time, a reporter perhaps on the radio or the television will say, how did you get through it? And they'll say, my faith got me through. Well, that sounds good, but what kind of faith are they talking about? Their faith got them through. Their faith in what? In themselves? In other people? Whatever the case may be. And so we see that sometimes this word faith is used in such a way that it is not biblically based, and yet biblical truth teaches us that without faith in God, it's impossible to please God. But today, too many people in our society have just misapplied this particular word, because there are some people who believe that faith is nothing more than a superficial term expressing a powerless concept in secularism or depraved humanity that really has no genuine effect or outcome. It's simply the concept of faith in humanity or secularism that really, honestly, does not have a biblical or a strong effective outcome. And what is sad is that too many Christians have adopted that form of what I call pseudo-faith in their lives, which is why they fail in their Christian life. But true biblical faith is very significant to one's relationship with God. Let me repeat that. True biblical faith, true biblical faith is very significant to one's relationship with God. In fact, again, I want to emphasize, even though I've done it already several times, that without faith, God cannot be pleased. Get that down. And by the way, let me become more specific. Without true biblical faith, God cannot be pleased. When we are talking about biblical faith, we're not talking about that which is just a superficial term expressing a powerless concept in secularism or depraved humanity that has no genuine effect or outcome. No, we're not talking about that kind of faith this week. We are going to be talking about biblical faith that is extremely significant to one's relationship with God. For without Him, without faith, I should say, God cannot be pleased. So we're going to be looking at true faith that pleases God, and our foundational text this week will be Hebrews chapter 11. I'm certain that you're familiar with this passage of Scripture. The theme of Hebrews chapter 11 is one for all of us to comprehend, as it defines biblical faith and it illustrates biblical faith through the lives of at least 18 Old Testament saints. As a matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 11 is often referred to as the Hall of Faith. We often think of the Hall of Fame as it relates to those who have excelled in baseball or football or basketball or hockey or whatever the case may be. But in Hebrews 11, we have the Hall of Faith. And I have a question that I want to ask you as we begin this series today, and that is this. In God's eyes, is your name written in the Hall of Faith in heaven? May I ask you that again, and stop and think about it. That in God's eyes, is your name written in God's Hall of Faith in heaven? Again, we need to understand that faith for Christians, faith for Christianity, faith for a relationship with God is essential, as our whole relationship with God literally depends upon faith. Now let me read with you, if I may, today, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, to lay the foundation for our study. There we see that the Word of God says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." What we see there in that first verse is the description of faith. Some people refer to that as the definition of faith, but I refer to it as the description of faith, and we'll come back to that later. Verse 2 goes on to say, "For by it, that is by faith, the elders obtained a good report." That speaks of the testimony of faith. And like I said, in Hebrews chapter 11, you have at least 18 people mentioned who lived by faith, and they obtained a good report before God and a good testimony to us. Verse 3 goes on to say, "Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." That's a very significant verse because it teaches us the effect of our faith. Through our faith, we believe, we understand that God framed the world, the worlds and the universe that is around us. And that word "frame" is a word that means to thoroughly complete. In other words, God just spoke everything into existence from that which did not appear prior to that. In other words, out of nothing, God spoke everything into existence. He framed the worlds. He framed the universe. Then in verses 4 and 5, we have the illustration of faith, at least two of them. It says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." So we see there two great illustrations of faith. That is found, first of all, in Abel, and then secondly, in Enoch. Two of the 18 people who are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 that had faith and a good report before God. But then we come to that sixth verse of Hebrews chapter 11, where it says, but without faith. If you have your Bible opened, and I trust that you do, I know that some of you are probably listening to this program as you're driving down the highway, so I'm sure that your Bible's not opened. But if your Bible is opened and you're studying with me, you might want to underline that that phrase there in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. The fact of the matter is, without faith, no one can please God at any time for anything. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My friend, this is a very important matter to take into consideration. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. As a matter of fact, the Word of God teaches us in Romans chapter 14 and verse 23 that whatsoever is not of faith is actually of sin. Now, we're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 in a more detailed fashion later on. But the fact of the matter is, you and I must understand that true faith is needed to please God. And so beginning tomorrow and then on throughout the course of this week, we are going to look at the biblical description of true faith, the biblical definition of true faith, and the biblical distinctives of true faith. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we study together. In the meantime, I would encourage you to focus on Hebrews chapter 11 today. And then when we gather together tomorrow, we'll continue our study of this great subject, true faith that pleases God. Well, thank you so very much for being there by the radio today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.